Recording. Hey guys, welcome to this very special season of The Reveal. We decided to, because we had such a great response and feedback from everyone, to do a summer speaker surprise series. And we get to kick off this really fun energy and events with someone that's very dear and near to our hearts. It's actually, I'm going to let Deborah tell us everyone who is on the line tonight, but, you know, she came to us as we came to her, and she's been our mentor throughout this whole journey. As we've said before, we are the insiders, and we've learned so many different things, and this is why we wanted to share these wonderful speakers and some of these tools that we've learned being in the inside. And so, you know, Jenith was one of the most profound people, one of the many profound people that we get to, you know, spend some deep quality inside time with. So we're so thrilled about being able to share her with you. Just a little bit of housekeeping. Of course, you can always hear the live replays at reveal.leonka.com/live. And if you want to raise your hand tonight, it's just *2 to raise your hand. So, you know, without further ado, let's just jump in and get fun.
Let's go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Reveal. And this is a special night. And this is so much fun. I mean, the energy is so great because the three of us have been together many times before. We've had lots of great conversations, and we've worked together on great projects. And she really is a mentor. We have Jenith Blackert on tonight, and she's a best-selling author. She's a business and lifestyle expert, and she's considered a change agent. So let me tell you a little bit about her. Over the past decade, she's been known as the change agent, and she's become a preeminent conscious body and being facilitator. And her wildly successful global range change movement, Real Raw You, encourages people around the globe to open to greater energy, more radiant lives, and expanded healing possibilities. She has a background in nutritional neuroscience, which always fascinated me, and that's blended with her very unique approach to change, and she has an ability to profoundly deepen her clients' lives. She's been on TV, on radio shows, including Martha Stewart Radio, NPR, Fox News, and just so many radios and TV stations around the nation. She's the author of several books and programs, including one of my favorites, Falling in Stilettos, Seven Dragons, and Jenith has also been invited as a contributing author to several books, including How the Fierce Handles Fear with Donald Trump and Jack Canfield, also Business Bushido with Stephen Covey. So, my goodness, what a pleasure and an honor it is to have our friend and mentor on. Welcome, Jenith.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's so exciting to be with you guys. I'm thrilled.
Well, you know, this is a special time for us, and, you know, having you on, it's almost like us coming full circle, you know, because,
yeah.
You know, we have been behind the scenes and watched how you have worked and changed and, you know, created change in other people's lives. And I know what we're talking about tonight is living your fifth dimensional holographic pleasure system. So for some of our callers who might not really understand that, what do you mean by that, Jenith?
Well, where this started was I found quite a few years ago that I was just doing everything to fit in, to please people, to prove things to people. And I really was like, well, instead of getting this whole fitting in, I need a new outfit, right? I need to fit out. And that doesn't mean the exact opposite of fitting in. Basically, what I mean by that is I'm going to trust what I know that I know that I know. And as you guys know, but maybe your audience doesn't know, I was introduced to these tools of access consciousness quite a few years ago. And I had been a seeker for probably 10 or 11 years of what will it take for me to be free? What will it take for me to feel embodied and in this body and really in a flow of life, and not just in a flow in each moment, but really truly creating my life? And that's why I've started this movement of the Real Raw You, because I realized that I wasn't the only one who was trying to please everyone, trying to fit in, trying to prove myself. I mean, it was like across the board that people were coming to me. Yeah, right? People were coming and like, I'm tired. It's exhausting. It's exhausting putting up this front, up this facade. It's exhausting. Can't I just be me? Vulnerable, undefined, crazy, untamed, weird, because we know that we are. And can't I just be me? And so I started to seek mentors and people who could help that happen. And as you guys know, I had had a very successful teleseries called New Wealth Experience. And then lately, I've been really focusing on how do we come out of this hiding. And so my newest series is called Roar, like a lion just roaring out your message that is true to you. And one of the words I've been using is true north. Like really, truly following what you know, like you know, like you know. And so that's where this work has started. Why fifth dimensional? Well, I think that that's probably limited in its language. It's probably more multidimensional, but it's using the frequencies way beyond just our physical body and our five senses. It's really integrating our spaciousness. One of the questions that I often ask is, how far can you perceive beyond your body? Can you perceive the room? Can you perceive the earth? And it goes way, way out to infinite space. And how much of that contributing energy can we utilize that we may not be utilizing right now? So my work includes more than just, you know, these simple, you know, tasks or tools or to-dos. It goes way out so we can operate as what we really are, as an infinite being, and we can enjoy the delicious and the pleasure moments of being in this beautiful conscious body.
You know, I love that you said that, because I wanted to talk about, you know, we're talking about, you know, the summer series, and we're talking about, you know, it being fun and how do we bring fun and pleasure really back into our life. And you actually call it a pleasure system. So say more about that, Jenith.
Yeah, well, I started over the last few years, it's really been about seeking pleasure in life instead of creating things out of lack or limitation.
Oh, and my God, that's a tweet. That is a tweet right there, Leonka.
Write it down.
Say that one more time. That was so good, Jenith. Say it one more time.
I have no idea what I just said. I mean, this is all just like...
It came in and went out.
Yeah, but it was interesting. Someone told me I had freedom shock last summer. And I was like, what? What do you
freedom
mean?
Shock.
Freedom shock? What the heck is that? And I had, in my life, never really had the wealth, the financial wealth that I really wanted to feel like I could live the things and do the things that I really wanted to live. And I had never really had, you know, the freedom to do things because I had, children. I had to drive them around and this, that, and the other. Well,
I can relate. You
know, yeah, my son just graduated from high school, so he's kind of almost an adult, and he's been supporting and, you know, watching my 9-year-old, who's pretty independent herself. And I've created the wealth, and if I need a nanny, I can get a nanny. If I need a gardener, I can get a gardener. You know, we bought a beach house this last fall, and, you know, and now it's just Ben play. And I got to this place earlier in this year. Yeah, it sounds like, oh, a dream come true. Relax.
It does, though.
Right? And instead of it becoming that, it truly became, what the heck? Now what? And I stopped, I really stopped creating. I really stopped, I had reached kind of the goals that I thought I'd reached. I made over $1 million, and I, you know, and I, instead of like just thriving and making a new target, is what we call it in our language, instead of goals, because a goal is basically, oftentimes you'll create it and then you'll go backwards. Instead of just creating a new one and doubling it and getting more and more excited about it, I just got content. I was like, the money is good, the life is good, I've got the husband, I've got the kids that are great and independent, I've got my yoga practice, I've got this new beach house, I'm taking surfing lessons, you know, I'm doing all the things that I want to be doing. I've got the horse, I, you know, been taking riding lessons, I've got a trainer, you know, this, that, and the other. I've got it all. And then what ended up happening is I just got content. Now, this isn't just for you guys that have, feel like you have it all in the physical world and are content. I truly feel that we can create from this space, and if we create from this space, we have endless possibilities. So don't take it that, you know, I'm just kind of riding my, you know, high horse here. This is really, let's look at this. Like, what is it when we create from lack and conclusion versus truly creating from what we just want to set out to make and help others and change the world with? Like, what is that?
And you know, I would love for you to go a little bit deeper, since you brought that up, about creating from lack and confusion, conclusion, because
versus,
I think so many of us, are in it, and we might not even recognize it, Jen.
Oh, that's a good one. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so I've created these three cycles in my business that we can keep utilizing so that we can keep seeing and just having awareness on where we are, so that, I mean, once you have awareness, you can change it. I mean, we're brilliant beings, but sometimes we get these blinders on and we can't see past our feet, you know?
Yeah.
And we're like, I'm unclear, you know, and then we start making conclusions about that energy. We're like, I'm confused, I'm unclear, I'm frustrated, I'm angry, I'm mad, I'm going to explode this. And then we'll come to the conclusion. The conclusion is, this isn't working, I don't like it, it'll never work, I can't do it, I can't create it. You know, and when we get in those spaces, we are, it's sort of like the Henry Ford quote, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. And that is how we create our lives. So my work is really about getting us out of all of that conclusion, getting us out of those spaces and places where, and that's what keeps us in flow, because whenever you hit one of those conclusions, you stop.
Right.
And so if we can see it, which I call awareness, if we can see it, we can change it. And that's simply, okay, I'm saying this, is that even true? And if it's not true, then, you know, well, all that energy is, will I let that go? Will I uncreate
right.
it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so these new cycles that I've created in my business called the freedom cycle, the flow cycle, and the pleasure cycle, which are not sequential, but they kind of work sequential in an area of your life. Mm-hmm. So if you're creating a relationship, you'd probably go through the freedom cycle first, and then the flow cycle, and then the pleasure cycle.
Pleasure.
Mm. Yeah. So, you know, basically for me, I, you know, and through my clients, I found after working with, well, thousands of entrepreneurs by this time, that they go through a sequence. And you don't have to go through the sequence. You can just jump. You can just jump to free. But I found that basically, you know, you get to this space when, probably when you started this series, you're in this energy of fear. Like, oh my gosh, what are we doing? We're going to put ourselves out there.
That's exactly what we did.
Yeah, so it's 4 F's. And I kind of look at all of these as like a circle. And creating true north to be now the completion of the cycle. Didn't used to be that way. So it starts kind of in the, you know, right side of the circle. If you want to look at it for the first half, would be at the right side of the circle, and that would be fear, right? You're just kind of locked in.
Right.
And then, you know, and then you kind of go, and you don't have to go, but most people go into the next one, which I call faking or facade. So don't know if I'm a fraud around this topic, right? But
yeah.
I'm going to do it anyway, and I'm going to say it anyway because I think I am it. And that basically is you, you know, taking the step, the baby step, you know, is
right.
what it is. When you, and that's why I wrote the book, Falling in Stilettos. That's all about clearing out your facade.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it, you know, that front that we have up. But the truth is, usually when you have that front and that facade, the truth is you really are it. You just don't believe it yet, and you're not being it yet. So my
is so good. So you are it. You're just not believing that you're it. God,
right.
Everybody
well,
is
you're not or
that
being
in.
It. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? Like you're still trying to prove it to people.
Yes.
Right?
Oh yes. Oh, absolutely.
But you have an inkling that you might be it. So
yeah.
Usually with some of my clients that are doing that, and sometimes when you're in fear, it feels like an urge. Like
mm-hmm.
that energy, like I have an urge or an inkling or this. Well, this feels more like proving, looking for validation, looking
mm-hmm.
for recognition is another one. So when you're in the energy where you're seeking that or wanting that or desiring that, then you're in this second phase, which is now the bottom of the circle, heading towards your true north.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get through and say, okay, no, I am it. I'm being it. Then you go into like full throttle. And full throttle usually is a force. And, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs will burn out their adrenals because they'll be in this full force mode. They're you know, pedals to metal, they're doing go. And they're not just exhausting themselves, but they're also exhausting their adrenals and their body and everything. However, they're also having a lot of success. So
mm-hmm.
they keep going because they're getting a lot of feedback with the force.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah.
great, Jenna.
That is good. That is really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
and it can
and
get
these
confusing
are just
there.
Awareness, right?
Right.
Say it again.
I feel like it can get confusing there, where you almost believe that that's, you know, not the
what
case,
you need to
right?
Do.
You don't, yes, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you can put your blind spot back on there, big time.
Yeah. Well, and a lot mm-hmm. of times we like to, we want to feel superhuman, so we go there.
I don't know what that feels like at all.
Right? Yeah, so it's like, so that's when you do things at the last minute, purposefully, almost, so that you can feel superhuman.
You but must know me very well.
But the truth is, you know, you don't have to create from there. And
well, you
and
know what?
So,
can I say something right there? It's interesting because right now, Jenith, a lot of people are encouraging us to find our superpowers, you know?
Right.
And yeah,
well,
right.
Powers
a lot of leaders
are different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, potency.
But,
yeah, it depends how they're using it.
Right, right. But we're, yeah, but, you know, that, and maybe that is where some of us could get confused, you know, where because we're encouraged to do that a lot, right? Find your superpower.
Yeah,
and
interesting, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I think we use it, and my word is capacity. Like, mm-hmm. is there a capacity beyond the capacity that you even know? Like, mm-hmm. You know, what if, you know, the time that you think it takes really would even need to take that much time? Can you collapse time? Is that a capacity you have?
Mm-hmm.
So we look at it from that viewpoint.
Do you know
wow,
what? You know what? I love that idea about, well, what I do is expand time, especially if I'm late for somewhere. If I'm late, you know, I get in the car and I visualize, you know, my computer, just like I would hit the, you know, the accept button or the delete button or whatever. I hit the expand button and because I'm thinking, okay, I want to expand time right now. I've got 15 minutes to get there and it's going to take me 25. And, I mean, really, 9 times out of 10, I can get there, you know.
Yeah.
So I love that you're saying that and introducing people to, we have these capacities
these
we don't
capacities.
Know we have, right?
Oh, we have tons of capacities that we don't know we have.
Right.
I think we have the capacity to utilize much more of our brains. I think we have capacities to collapse time, to expand time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have capacities to heal, you know, remotely and
right.
fast. I mean, I think that it's almost like just simply tapping into the question of what the capacity would be.
Well,
yeah.
I know, because I know you so well, Jenith, I know you've been studying, you know, a lot of, you know, neuroscience around the brain. Mm-hmm. And so would you say, I mean, have the majority, have we moved out of using that 10% at all, or do you still think we're still kind of mm-hmm. there?
I think some people have,
uh-huh.
for sure. I do. Elon Musk, I think he might be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, I think people who are just super quick, you know, Tim Ferriss,
mm-hmm.
you know, it, you know, I often watch him and at the speed that he creates. I mean,
right.
he is using some of the capacities of creating at the speed of space that almost, it feels like that to me. So I would say that some people definitely are.
Right.
And, I think that might be beyond this call, and we could probably talk the entire time on that.
Right.
So,
well, you know, I'm interested in that. But yeah,
yeah
maybe we'll have you back and talk about capacities, because I love the idea that most of us aren't even aware that there's so many more that we can tap into. So, yeah, well, you'll have to be back. Okay, so moving on.
Okay, wait, wait.
Okay.
There is actually 4 in the freedom cycle. I just want to cover it just in case.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fear.
So we've got fear and faking and or facade, right?
Facade.
And thinking, right. And then we move
forcing.
Into forcing. Okay.
Forcing.
And then last space is that free, where we actually can just be ourselves and create from this fun and this play.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
I love that. So which, I mean, do you think it's harder to move from force to freedom than it is from fear to faking it? Which do you think is the harder of the, or does it just depend on the individual?
I think it depends. I think that there are people that can go directly from fear to free, too. I think, and there's people that can go directly from fear to force.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, I made a choice and it's happening and let's do it.
Yeah.
I don't care who gets in my way. A lot of people do life that way. They just do life that way. Like they'll do idle for a little while. And there's a lot of value within idle. And and once they get to that place of, oh, I'm sick of idling, then they just go force. And that's their natural way, that's their natural habit.
Mm-hmm.
That was my natural habit. There was areas of my life where I did do the facade and faking, and there were other areas that I didn't. Usually with boys growing up in high school, I just thought I was hot and you should want me. I'm smart. I'm cute, you know, and you know what? Why not? Come play, right? And I always had like several boyfriends. So I would go, like there would be no faking. Like there was just 100% certainty with that. but there was also, you know, and there could be some force occasionally, but in general, there wasn't. So,
God, this is fascinating. Oh, my goodness. I've missed our conversations. I love this. I love this. Well, I do want to remind everybody that if you feel you're in a place where you're in one of these, you're in the fear or the faking, the facade or the force, and you want to move into that freedom place, you know, you can get to go to the hot seat right now. Just press *2 and raise your hand and let Jenna play with you and encourage you out of some of these stuck spots. She's very, very good at it. Okay, so I did want to ask. I know you talk a lot about, you know, when we feel like we've lost our mojo, our courage, our confidence, or whatever, and we go into making ourselves wrong. And I think you're one of the, probably one of the best people on the planet when working with about the wrongness. So can you talk about that a little bit? Especially people that are new to that and this. Because we all, I mean, it's just rampant, you know, about the way we make ourselves wrong.
Yeah, and, you know, I can't, you know, the question to start with is, what if you were never wrong?
I love that.
Like,
There's so much relief that comes even when you say that. I mean, my body relaxes. What if you were never wrong?
Well, and the space to go here is into the space of what if what everyone else concluded was in this reality is just an interesting viewpoint of that, of this, of that. It's funny, Leonka, I use this example all the time. We were sitting here working one day, and she's like, well, 2 + 2 = 4 in this reality. But she said, but that's agreed upon on planet Earth.
Right.
You know,
like we saw the tree and we decided that's a tree, right? So we decided on that integer. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's defined. And it's concluded.
I say
And if you can take a moment and come back and drop into this now moment and let go of everything that somebody has said to you, all the stories, the experiences, the reasons, the excuses, the justifications for why it is, and just perceive.
Mm.
And in the work of Access Consciousness, which is one of the work I study, it's the elements of being are being, knowing, perceiving, and receiving, which are capacities way beyond the five senses. Like, you can perceive often if somebody is not feeling well or they're hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You can also perceive the pain in their body. And oftentimes you'll conclude that their pain that you feel in your body is your pain, and then you conclude that it is something that is bad. It's because you ate something, or you carried your luggage wrong, or you didn't drink enough water, or this, that, or the other. When what if all of those conclusions were just agreed upon conclusions of this reality?
Mm-hmm.
And what if you actually did know stuff like that, and you told somebody that when you were younger, and they told you that you were full of crap and you were wrong?
Right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like the buildup of all those little things, you know, that makes you feel that you're wrong and you're not worth it, is where that often goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, that, and then people are like, I have self-esteem and worth issues. Well, it's two things. Are those self-esteem issues even yours? Or are you trying to heal that for someone else?
Mm. Wow.
Or many others, collective
mm-hmm.
others. Is
mm-hmm.
that your job here on the planet? I mean, this is like the crazy weird, right? You like took me right into the crazy weird.
Well, of course we would.
I know.
Yeah.
we go there with you very easily. But your ability to be able to explain it that way is very well connected. So,
yeah, good. Well, and so we can do a few clearings around wrongness. If you wish,
I would love that, because I don't think there's you know, very many people right now that don't live in that place a little. I know I do. I mean, I still find myself making myself wrong here and there. You know, Leonka and I were just worked together, you know, 5 days, and you know, there were plenty of times, you know, we would, you know, fall into a little bit of wrongness, and you know, we pulled ourselves out pretty quick. I mean, if you've got the tools, you can, right?
Right.
But there are many, many people that are really struggling, and it's very challenging when you live in that place of wrongness. It's rough to be there. You know, it hurts.
Right.
It has physical pain. Yeah, or it can be that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. One of the things within the Real Raw University that I put together was, you know, these awareness cycles, kind of like the freedom cycle we just went through, so that you do have the tools. And one of the cool things we're going to be offering is a program that I just did called SOAR that has 10 tools like this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all unique. We've thrown in some access tools, like, is this mine? Who does this belong to? And other things like that. Interesting point of view. Those are access tools. And then we have some other really cool tools that helps us unhook ourselves faster. So when we do go into the wrongness, or we do go into insecurity, or we do go into frustration, mad, anger, you know, even, you know, anger has a simple, simple tool to unlock it, so that you don't stay there very long.
Anger would be a good one to use. Yes, anger would be a good one. If you could do like a group clearing on anger and wrongness, because I think those are two big ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
so,
however you want to do the tool.
The deep ones with wrongness is how much of you making yourself wrong is your mothers.
Mm. Well, thank you for just calling that one out.
Really?
And all that you. That is, would you be willing to destroy and then create? And right and wrong, good, bad, all nine. Pod, pod, shorts, boys, and youngs. That's the access clearing statement. That when we do clearings, I've found that it's kind of nice. And if you're curious about it, I'll make sure you've got a link so that you can. It's like an acronym, right, of what they say that means something. And then how much of the wrongness of you is your father's?
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere where you've bought that in those lives, would be willing to destroy and then create.
Yes.
And right and wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pock, chores, boys, and youngs. And how much of the wrongness that you've bought has been the energetics of the friends in high school, your sibling.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And the other beings that are doing the same. So all that is and everything that brings up, which we willing to store in and create.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And what if you were never wrong? Everywhere where you've bought that lie, claimed it, owned it, vowed to it, made an oath to it, all that is, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate in entirety?
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pock, shorts, boys, meows. And take a breath. You may notice that you yawn or feel lightheaded or this, that, or the other, because it is an energy transmission or change, so to speak, because you've been holding on, locked in, and now you're letting it go.
Yeah. And for me, I really feel it physically, like in my body, in my belly area. I guess it's where I keep a lot of stuff. But so it feels so good when you do that, and then I take a breath. It's like I literally feel it come out from there, like it just starts that little ache. This feels nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you can also do it on body things, right?
Yeah.
And talk to the body, and it's quite dynamic when you can really hit a space where you actually can receive. So if something in your body feels ropey or snarled or angry was one that you wanted to do, or mad, or mad at you.
Pain,
if you've got a pain in the neck, a pain in the side, you can simply start with, am I being a pain in the neck, or is someone else being a pain in the neck?
Mm.
Is this my knot in my stomach, or someone else's knot?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then if it comes to be yours, then you, without conclusion, like just be in the energy, without the conclusion, just go, what am I knotting up? What do I want to hold so tightly in this knotted package, and just kind of play with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it kind of, once you get a big opening around it and a release, then oftentimes you've knocked it and you've gotten the awareness about it, and things will change. So you can do it on all things. Kind of cool.
I love that, especially because I know that you do a lot of work with people's bodies and really encourage that to help them be in their bodies. Can you just say a little bit more to the audience about, when we talk about, well, is this mine or someone else's? I mean, because a lot of people don't realize how much we really own from other people. Would you just talk a little bit about that, Jenith?
Yeah, well, so how I look at it is, it can be, someone else's stuff that you bought from way back, like way, way back in the day. It could even be a grandmother or a lineage or, way back in ancestral, a lot of potent entrepreneurs, when, you know, when they won't come up and show up and play, but they want to come up and show up and play, you know, you can ask them, well, you know, have you ever been killed for being all in your potency? Mm-hmm. And it'll ring like, ding, ding, ding. Yeah, I just won the prize.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah.
And Deborah
and I talked about that before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's almost like you get, like, persecuted for being so potent, right?
Right, right. You were hung for being a witch and having those capacities.
Yeah.
So you kind of vowed, no, I'll never do that. So
right.
It can be way
anymore.
Back. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and when they did that and they hung you, you know, it was just that they were scared and they were making you wrong, which was also a place that you might have bought wrongness. And that's why it's so freaking deep inside of ourselves.
Wow. Now, see, I've never heard it layered like that.
Well, that's kind of some of me just looking at this from people after people and coaching after coaching.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that could be another space where you buy a bunch of things, right? Not just, oh, I can't use my capacities, I can't be in my potency, but might be also where that wrongness has entered. And you know, clear out all of that. And then you can, the who does this belong to could be something you bought from a mother when you were 5 years old and you got stuck there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was smacked on the hand by a teacher because I used my left hand instead of my right. So now, you know, my left hand, you know, doesn't work right or something like that. Like, I've heard it all. Right. And then once you kind of unlock that, you can unlock, you know, the ability and the capacity to do to use the left. Maybe it's not just the left hand, but to use the whole left body in a better and greater way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so it could be something where you got in this lifetime, you got locked into a story because of a, you know, grand experience. I had a client that ran out in the road to get her bike, and a car was coming. And instead of her father being like, oh, my gosh, thank you for making it back. I love you. You know, don't do it again. He just made her so wrong for doing that. But she didn't know any better. So, you know, now she's kind of, you know, been hit with wrongness over the head by her dad and no love, like no true nurturing or kindness or, you know, adornment, you know,
right.
And that was one of the specific things that she knows she's locked into place.
Mm-hmm.
That came up through a body session. It's just like it comes out across the board. So, you know, you can lock it into a past time and you can perceive it right now. Like, you know, if you have a teenager that is feeling depressed and you walk in the house and you don't even see him, but suddenly it feels sad and dark and depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start to be like, what the heck? Why am I sad all of a sudden?
Interesting.
Then it can simply just be, who does this belong to? And you don't even need to know the person or know that it's even in the house. Return to sender. People with, you know, the greater the capacity and the psychic capacity, you can perceive, like, you know, I think they said 8 miles. So it could be your next door neighbor that's like, I'm hungry. And suddenly you're just thinking that.
My neighbor
you know,
would
you're,
always
you're,
be hungry.
right? I mean,
yeah,
and
yeah.
You're just like suddenly like, I'm hungry, but your body's not actually hungry, but you just thought it.
Well, you know, I love that you're bringing this up and talking about it, because so many of us, you know, we find ourselves, like, we can be, you know, driving down the road and feeling happy and good and everything, and then all of a sudden we don't even know why. We just sink, right?
We
think it's us, or we think, or we make some story up. Well, it was because my mother called or whatever. But it may, like you said, I love that people can have the opportunity to hear this. It truly, we're like all, you know, little antennas out there just picking things up, you know, all the time. And if we're not in that awareness, it might not even be ours. And I know that's a stretch for some people to hear, but if you think about now how much we are truly, you know, I mean, you know, if you just break it all the way down, we are just energy. That's it.
I think a way, and maybe Janet, you can comment on this too. You know, would that be so that people can see how this is or how they can perceive it? You know, sometimes like when you're talking about the teenager and walking in the room with your son and you can feel sadness when you hadn't even seen him. I think, you know, one way to relate would be like, have you ever felt, you know, mother's intuition? And really what that was, what you were saying, what that really is. Because I think a lot of women will say, a lot of mothers will say, yeah, I had that mother's intuition. And what that really is awareness, correct? Or perception.
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean,
you know, I think people label it as, intuition for me. So, you know, people label it as psychic, right? It's kind of a higher order. Intuition is kind of, for me, in being in metaphysics and personal development for, 20 years now? It sort of goes gut instinct, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I think the everybody gets that.
Right.
You know, I have a gut feeling.
Okay.
And then it goes to intuition. I'm very intuitive, right? And then it goes to clairvoyant after
that.
Right. She's a clairvoyant. She's born that way. Medical intuitive clairvoyant. And then another word that goes with that I think, you know, might depends on the people and where you're around, but then it's psychic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, and the truth is, I feel we're all of that. Right. And
yeah.
I use awareness. But that's also a capacity that if you use it more, it grows more.
Yes. And that's
you know,
super,
I mean, well,
yeah. Cool. I mean, that's really cool because that means we can tap into more than that, right? The more that's actually not just my mother's intuition, but, you know, I'm really picking up on something here. I'm having a true awareness or perception around this, right? I'm having a real awareness with even just my son. And I can expand that capacity to be, to see it in other things.
Yeah.
I think that's really neat. It's really neat. It talks a lot about what we are capable of.
Yeah.
Well, you know, speaking about what we're capable of, you know, this is reveal. So Leon can always reveal stories on the show. So do you remember that time, Dennis, that we – you know what I'm going to say, don't you? That time when we were outside and it was like Mosquitoville in Texas and we were sitting outside by the water and we were like just being eat up. And we just, decided or made the choice that that wasn't going to happen anymore. And I'm not sure exactly what you said, but we both decided it, and it happened.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. That was crazy. It literally felt like we had a shield.
Yes.
It literally felt like a shield for mosquitoes. And
we did because we were getting,
we were smothered in them.
Yeah.
And you
I've
said,
seen
well, let's just use one of the holographic tools. And we said, you know, it's like, well, what energy, space, and consciousness can we be to be mosquito repellent?
Mosquito-less, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And it happened like in an instant. They were just.
That's awesome.
I mean, it was so,
cool.
It was totally cool. It was totally cool. And, you know, I think that was the first time that I, you know, really kind of stepped in and actually, you know, saw another capacity, you know, just right there happen. I mean, it sounds unbelievable, but, I mean, we're talking about it right now. It's true. I mean, we know that it happened, you know.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I know.
So
that was...
It's a great example of how much more we can be, but we don't. You know, nobody's ever said, "Well, you know." Everybody just thinks, "Oh my God, I'm getting eaten up by mosquitoes. I'm just going to let them eat me up."
Well,
or run in the house.
Right.
I have the belief. I have the belief because I grew up in Texas, where you are, and that I have to have off everywhere. So of course, I'm the one that gets ate up, like because I create that.
Right. And so when Deborah says that, can you perceive doubt on the line around that? Like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Is that crazy or what?
I think Leonka's saying that.
Well, because I get ate up. But I doubt that because I know you, baby.
And what if that's just a lie? So
right.
Truth is it. Truth is doubt real?
No.
Yeah. So all the lies that you've bought around doubt, would you destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Yeah. What about magic? Is magic a lie?
No.
Is it too magical to believe?
No. Only because I hear myself so much. It's pretty amazing. But, you know,
I totally get it, though, because if you've never experienced anything like that, then it's hard to, you know, let it in, you know, and expand it in your awareness that you could actually do that, right?
Right.
And, of course, you know, Jenith was kind of already there and
right.
just invited me into that space, and I just went with her because I didn't want to get eat up, you know. And
what might have happened if I was with Leonka is I would have had an experience for a couple minutes and then bought her doubt.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Possibly. And then it wouldn't have worked, and then we would have both been eaten.
Yeah.
Well, good. So that is a great example. All of our Reveal listeners, how powerful doubt is, how powerful your capacities are, right?
And just trusting this. I mean, you know, I was listening to a class, and somebody asked energetically for money, but it wasn't from a space of like lack. It was like greater.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just such a different ask for money. And when I was, you know, being with that energy of that greatness and that expansion of money, there was this, you know, weird opening for me. And then I did a doubt, and I was like, am I willing to receive that kind that they're asking for? And when I did that, I was like, what? Like, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
And I realized that, you know, there's these little energies in us that just limit us. That'll just go... Because that's their programming system.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like just going through the matrix. And you just have to say, well, what's the lie? What's the lie that I'm buying here? Am I willing to have it? And then if you ask, am I willing to have it? And it goes, then you need to ask another question. And I can't explain that energy in real words. I mean, it is like a resistance or a there's like something there that's like, okay, well, what other door can I open? What other question can I ask?
Uh-huh.
And what, you know, is there sometimes there's energetic entities in the way that you can ask, you know, is there an entity that's blocking this? Is there an entity that won't receive it in my being, my body, my energetic bodies that I can now remove? What else do I know about this that, you know, is keeping this from truly, what conclusions do I have?
Wow.
You know, what if,
that is a great question. What, I mean, and I would invite all of our listeners, write that down. What conclusions do I have? Because whatever you concluded will be true for you. Right, Jenna?
Right. And
so,
and it's cool because you can create from conclusion and certainty too. But it keeps you just creating that instead of greater than that.
Right.
And that brings it all the way back around
to
creating from that confusion or lack versus creating from pleasure.
I want to go back to
expectations, another conclusion, right?
Yeah.
If you expect something to happen, then you'll usually get that or something like it.
Well, yeah, they say expectation is one of the greatest forces ever, you know. But I want to go back to one thing you said, Jenith, because it's so important. And we talked about this all along on the series about receiving. And I think you have, one of the most, the way that you can describe, you know, why we have a problem with receiving and many of us don't even realize that we're not allowing ourselves to have things because we're not willing to receive it. So can you share a little bit more about that? I think that's a big piece for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that, you know, there's often sometimes it's not necessarily receiving as the piece that's lacking. Like people conclude that, but sometimes they're also not willing to get to do what it takes. Like, you know, they're not willing to, it's like they really think that they can just sit back and receive. And now receiving can be a problem depending on the person, but I used to think that too. What am I not willing to receive here? But it wasn't so much that I was not willing to receive, but, well, there was also what am I not willing to take action on.
That's good.
It's sort of like I got the kick, or I got the whisper. Consciousness whispers first. So it's like, I got the whisper, but I don't want to do it. It's too much work. Like, here's the conclusion. It's too much work. What if it doesn't work? And what if it costs me a lot of money and then it doesn't pan out?
And then you killed it. And then you killed it.
And then you kill it. And then you're like,
there we are right back into conclusion and doubt, right? We're just looped back around.
You did receive. You just have resistance on the other end of it. It's sort of like, oh, I received, and I'm not willing to choose. Right. So it's more like you got the awareness, but you're not willing to make the choice. Or you're choosing the no choice. It was just a thought. It was probably someone else's thought anyway. I couldn't be that brilliant. Like, which again are all conclusions that you've created, which is more like resistance than receiving.
Right.
So that's how I look at it, right? And everywhere where you do that, that stops the flow of living, right? That stops the fun. It stops the orgasmic pleasure. It stops
clear us on that, Jenna. Do one big group clearing on that one.
But resistance or pleasure?
Both.
What? Both, yes.
Yeah. So, anywhere where you've made pleasure wrong, that's wrong.
Woo, that was big. Everywhere you've made pleasure wrong.
Wowzers.
Orgasm wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orgasmic living wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody could be that happy everywhere where you've concluded that. Will you destroy and then create?
Yes.
Yeah, right, wrong, that's good, bad. Oh, yeah, yay.
Wow, that's cool. Let me ask you this. What do you think that the difference is between desire and pleasure?
Oh, I think it's a world of difference. If you tap into the frequency of it, desire is just past want. Like, you know, I desire blank is usually how you think of it, right? It's kind of like, I don't have it yet, but it's the next thing. Pleasure is the moment. Pleasure is, I can receive the smell of this flower and all the sensations. And I can perceive it lighting up my body and giving me more life and living. It's almost about filling up. And how I look at pleasure is it's almost like you bring so much in, you fill up. And then when you create, it's almost cup runneth over.
Mm.
Where desire is still... that would be fun. Okay, good. I'm going to take these actions and create it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even if you look at desiring food, like I desire cheese and wine, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like, there's still, okay, great. So I will get cheese and wine. But if you pleasure cheese and wine, it's almost that even if you haven't even gotten it yet, you're already starting to delight in it in the frequency of your being and body.
You know, that even reminds me, yeah, how we make pleasure wrong. Think about how we say, oh, it's my guilty pleasure. Like it's wrong, right?
I know, right.
I mean, we say it's my guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
I mean,
don't say that about desire, though.
No, we don't say it's my guilty desire. I mean, but somehow, yeah, even the word pleasure seems to have huge charge on it. Like it's, you know, the world has made, ooh, pleasure. No.
Right. Well, it sounds like sex, you know. It sounds like orgasmic. And, I mean, in so many ways, especially, and I don't want to say this, but I do believe a lot of women make, you know, sex and self-pleasure a very taboo thing. So we make it wrong.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, again, if you want to speak with Jenith and if you have a question or a comment, if you would hit star 2. And I know you've probably got some questions on the chat, Leonka. Do you want to take a question now?
And guys, there's a ton of you on the line, and so we're so grateful that you are. But you don't have to be shy. We'd love to play with you.
We've actually got we've got some people who've raised their hands. So if you'd rather go back
to a
live person,
let's do a live person.
Are you ready to take a question, Jenith?
Well, yep, I'm ready.
Okay, cool.
All right, you're ending in 2934, in North Carolina.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we talking to?
My name is Jill.
Jill, welcome. What's your question for Jenith?
You know, I don't really know that I have a question necessarily, but I've followed her work and Dr. Dane's work and a lot of her other work before. And I was, as she was talking about, you know, things that are blocking you and have you, and I keep thinking to, because I've been told repeatedly that relationship and, or like love and money are intertwined for me, and I don't really know if there's a way to, and I've also been told that I'm horrible at receiving, which I'm the first person to raise my hand and say, yes, I'm horrible at receiving. But I don't know if there's a way to clear that or, like, I'm not sure if that's the right way to ask it.
Yeah, have you bound together relationship and anything else?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, not intentionally, of course. Not intentionally, but yes.
Okay, so all the double bonding systems and interlinking systems, interlocking systems that you've connected relationship with any other frequency other than it just being about the other person and you, would you be willing to store and uncreate in entirety?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, talk, shorts, boys, neons.
Yeah,
yes. Take a breath into that. So what other frequencies have you interlocked at this time relationship with?
I feel like you were talking earlier about desire versus the bit, one of the things that I have a stumbling block with is related to desiring, like desire versus want. And outcome is the thing that pops into my mind.
With relationship or something else?
It feels like relationship.
Okay. So is that yours?
It doesn't feel, there's nothing that comes up. Nothing feeling-wise that comes up. I mean, I have a horrible cold, so that could be blocking something, but no, nothing comes up.
Okay, so anywhere where you've bought it as yours, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, poc, chores, boys, and beyonds. Okay, so how does that feel in your world?
It feels lighter.
Yeah, it feels a lot lighter to me, too. So what's the next question that you want to ask?
I feel like I'm suddenly near tears, and I'm not 100% sure why.
Yeah, I got that.
I've spoken to you before, and that's happened spontaneously, so.
Cool. So is that your body releasing?
Could very well be.
Great. Would you be willing to acknowledge your body?
Yes.
All right, anything that doesn't allow that, would you destroy and then create?
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good, bad, all nine, pot, pot, shorts, boys, meows. Yeah. I breathe into that. I would let that kind of simmer and see how that goes.
Okay, thank you so much, Jonathan. Thank you, ladies, for the call. Very much appreciated.
You're so welcome.
Thank you, Jill.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You know, I think I love that she asked that question because I think we do tie up a lot, and whatever words you use, Jenith, I think we do tie like love and money together, or you know, or money and weight, or you know, I'm so glad she asked that question because I think so many of us, you know, create our worlds where things are tied together and you know, we may not even be aware of it, right?
Yeah. How about this one? All the double binding systems where you've connected weight and food together, would you be willing to store and uncreate?
Whoa, yeah.
Yes, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pod, chores, boys, meons. Everywhere where you've connected some foods and fat together, would you be willing to store and uncreate?
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, fox, horse, boys, neons. Mm-hmm. Everywhere where you've connected movement and weight, would you be willing to store and uncreate?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, fox, horse, boys, neons. And that doesn't mean that lets you go off and not use energy by moving. It just is simply a door so that you don't have to hold on to it and lock it in, that it has to be that way.
Right, or create guilt around it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or other interesting things, right?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Jill, for asking that question. That was so brilliant. Because I, too, have before, I think, locked in, like, the love and money thing. So I so appreciate that you bringing that up, because Jenna's clearing it. I'm sure is clearing whatever remnants I have of that. And I see we have another question. We've got a couple, Lianca.
Okay, hang on just a second. So guys, I flip over, and sometimes I put out a tweet when there's some Kijitsu stuff. So we've got another question. It's ending in 0373 in Arizona. You're up.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's on the line?
My name is Lori.
Lori, welcome to the call. What question do you have for Jenna?
I don't necessarily have a question. I feel like more I should just let her choose through her intuition. It's like something I'm not aware of.
What's going on? Where do you feel the stop? Where in your life?
Well, I have to, I'm working to break through, if you will, to create what I'm here to do. And I'm like here working to make it happen, or, you know, and I need to make the breakthrough to have it be here.
Everywhere where you've bought that lie, would you be willing to try and uncreate?
I would love to.
So what if you're already on your path?
I'd like it to be done. I'd like everything to just be done so that it's emerging, you know, because I think it's supposed to be.
Well, that's a conclusion. So all of that conclusion, and not that it can't be, right? But the fight speeded up. It's not that it can't speed up. But everywhere where you've made the conclusion that you're tired of waiting and you're done and I need a breakthrough, would you be willing to turn and create?
I love it.
Yeah, yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine. Hot talk, shorts, with me on. So what's the breakthrough?
I am here on the planet to cultivate medicinal marijuana legally for patients. And so I'm looking to connect with just the right person, because I have the legal rights to put it all together and make it happen as the holistic healer that I am.
Okay, so
that's where I
everywhere
am.
You've concluded that it's just one person instead of a collective or something like that that's stopping it from being what it is, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Right.
As long as I'm not into community love, you know, community sexual love, I'm not into that.
No, you don't have to. No, this is literally just the doors to opening all of
that. I had another opportunity like that come to me, and it was like free love, and I'm like, no. So that's why I had that reaction.
Okay, so all the points of view that you have about free love, would you be willing to store and then create?
No! I'm still going to be monogamous. That's how I am.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, a different point of view, though. This isn't, marijuana is different than monogamy, right? You know, that's a choice. But if you have a point of view about someone else, that locks it up, yeah. Yeah. So what questions can you ask now that you haven't been asking that would open this door so that you can truly create what you're here on the planet to create?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, what if you did know? And you weren't allowed to tell me you didn't know. So, Truth, are you an infinite being?
Yes. So I do know, don't I?
Right. Would an infinite being know?
Just not conscious?
Okay, good. So here, we can unlock that, too. It's okay.
Thank you.
That's just like a couple. So it's kind of like it's interesting. It's kind of like a couple keys that open several doors, and you've got to open some of these doors so that you can then see other doors. And then suddenly you'll see enough doors that you've got it. You know what to, you don't feel as limited as you are. So what is it that you know that you're denying that you know? And all that is, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Yeah, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pod, chores, boys, meons. What is it that you're refusing to know? And if you didn't refuse it, it would open all these doors. You'd have that energetic breakthrough that you've been asking for. And all that is, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pod, chores, boys, and beyond. There you go. So now all of the ideas, the concepts that come to you, take action on.
Okay.
Yeah. You're in a really good space now. So you might as well just, if I were you, I'd get off the phone and I'd journal and play with it and be like, what is it that I could choose that I haven't been choosing? Because I've been in this conclusion that I need a breakthrough. Yeah, you might want to play with that. You might have fun.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
You're welcome. Yeah, very fun. Thank you.
Thank you, lady.
Thank
Namaste.
You. Yes,
goddesses.
Thank you. What a great question. We have the best listeners, I'm telling you, because, I mean, the questions always seem to, they certainly open up more things for me, you know, and I love the idea that you said while you're in this space, to go and journal. So for any of our listeners, you know, if this has opened up space for you to begin thinking about what you're not, you may be allowing or what you're not asking, the questions you're not asking, give yourself space to journal about it and just to see what comes. That's really brilliant, Jenna. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I know we're almost out of time here. Do we have time for a chat question, Leonka, or do we want to share what Jenna has in store if you want to play more in Jenna's world?
If we have time to do another question after, I would like that.
Okay.
Because, you know, Jenna has really put together something really awesome for us and for the listeners tonight. She has, she's been kind of, and I like the word teasing, she's been kind of stating that she had something to reveal. And, this is something that she really did put together for, this conversation tonight. So basically, Jenna, do you want to talk a little bit about it so we can all truly get the essence for it?
Yeah. Well, I have this Real Raw University, and it's University, YOU.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
And within the university, I've got what I call the Life Design School. And within the
let me just say, Jenna, any of you who are, on right now, you can actually just click on the special offer link and just follow along while we're talking.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we have these two visioneering programs. One is a, kind of fly on the wall, like watch what the high level elite entrepreneurs are doing. How are they creating? How are they creating their lives? And it's just on digital autopilot. And so I've offered, and I've just opened, this is the very first day I've revealed it, this group where we get to play together. Now you will get, over the year, you'll get 4 live calls with me. And I've put together a bunch of bonuses that you'll get right away. And I'll tell you about that in just a minute. How the course works is, I've already done 1 solid year of this course, and we've had so much success in it. It's been absolutely phenomenal. I have an entrepreneur that went from, like, dazed and confused to like rock starring her new business with a yoga studio and horses and unbridled change, basically, in Denver, Colorado. And she's now a big trainer, and she's a certified Real World University teacher. So you'll learn a little bit from her during the program. And each month, I put together a module. It's about anywhere between 40 and 45 minutes. It has lots and lots of energetic work. So often you'll learn a tool, like in this call you learned about the freedom cycle so that you'd have awareness about it. And then I'll go through several clearings to just open doors. And that's the module. And then each month, my VIP visioneers get on the call and they share where in their business that they're getting stuck. And usually we use the monthly tool, or we use some of the clearings, or we open doors with more clearings so that I can facilitate them. So you're going to get a module and a brand new call every single month. And then quarterly, you're also going to get a call, so that if you get stuck and you can't get unstuck from the others or listening autopilot, then you get to talk with me.
Wow.
And I put this in. So the regular visioneering course is $4,000 a year, and that does include them interacting with me and masterminding with me. You're going to get the Fly on the Wall program. It's $97 monthly. And if you don't like it, you can cancel anytime. And I'm also gifting you. So when you sign up, within 24 hours, you're going to get our Soaring program, which includes 10 of these tools, like the Freedom Cycle, but there's 9 more. And there's a bunch of Access Consciousness tools mixed in. And you'll also get the Soaring program, which is actually regularly priced at $125. So if you just want to sign up to get Soaring for $97 and try the first month of visioneering, you can do it all for $97. And like I said, you know, I want you to be happy, right? I want you to be a part of it. I want you to fall in love with this work. Mm-hmm. I want to change your life. Right? That's the hidden, motive, right? So it's 97, and it's, a 12-month program. And at any time, you can apply for a VIP status for visioneering, and we can see if we can accept you into our certification program, which would then make you a Real Raw certified coach. So,
cool.
So we have it all written up. I think at the end of the day, if you stay all year, you get like 24 MP3s. Oh, because you also get all of last year too. So you're going to get the entire visioneering from last year, which is 10 modules and 10 calls. You get all of them from this year, which is 10 modules and 10 calls. And you get 4 live calls with me that will also be recorded in there. And you also get another 10 calls, which is 10 hours of tools from me. So if you like this work, then See if this will change your life. I mean, I'm not, wanting to sit around and just get you to buy things. And, I want to change your world. I want this to move you.
Yeah.
I want to clear out those blocks, those stuck places. I want to change your life. So if this work calls you, and even if you just want to try it, I mean, we won't ask questions. We won't say, well, what did we do wrong? Now, if you offer it up, we do appreciate that. and we'll receive that. But if you just want to cancel, all you need to do is email us. My email, my phone number is almost on everything that we do, and just say, I don't want it. Stop the payment. So I think it's an irresistible deal, and it's the first time I've ever done it. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen. This may only be open 10 days.
This looks great. This looks great.
You sold out the SOAR program, correct? I mean, you were telling me you just sold out the SOAR program at the 127. This is gold.
Yeah, the SOAR.
All of
SOAR is great. You know, Visioneering.
Right.
Yeah, we do have a level above Visioneering too, called the Lumineering. So if you, you know, if you want to really play deep, if you want some private sessions with me, and you want, you know, some VIP masterminds, and you're ready for so much more, then we also have stuff like that. So this is kind of just like, let's get started, and let's do it light and fun and easy, and you know, it's like what, how much you probably pay for food within a day, right?
Oh my gosh, so true.
Yeah.
Well, and changing tools. Can I just say something here?
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
One of the awesome things is that I did get to kind of understudy with you and, you know, work directly with you, and you are my mentor. And, you know, these are the tools that you were formulating, you know, while I was there. And, of course, you've gone on and, you know, really captivated more of the essence of the tools. But, you know, when I first came to you, I didn't know any of this stuff, right? I was just like a deer in headlights who was just going to be like a party planner for you, right? And
right,
I mean, it's true, right? Like, this
and you were very good at that.
But through the time with you, I really got to immerse myself in this work with you, right? So you're doing some of this stuff on me, and you know, I have to say, it has changed my life. And now, you know, Deborah and I are creating speaker series. So, we've unlocked so much, you know, just learning and working with you. So, I mean, you know, I'm just trying to say that this is real. Like, this is the real deal.
Well,
like,
you're right, Bianca. We're like the living proof, you know. We're her baby chicklet, you know.
Aww. And now we're rocking it, you know.
Yeah. It works.
Yeah. And this is a great way to get in there. So. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that with everyone.
Well, I'm really excited. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to get it out, because it's not as much fun just me talking to my list, fun being interviewed. Especially by people who have been there and realize what's possible with it.
Yes.
I mean, you know, the ease of you creating your project, I mean, can you honestly say that it wouldn't have gone off as easy as it did if you didn't have these tools?
You know what? Oh, my gosh, Jenith. I'd love that you asked that question, because we created it so fast, we created the reveal so fast, stuff was coming up like it seemed like, you know, flies on a windshield, like, bah, bah, bah. And so we were constantly using the tools to keep, you know, that at bay and to, you know, to clear all that crud. So we could create and share, you know, your message, the messages of so much that has helped us on this show. So it could be a contribution. So
and,
we didn't have to stay in our stuckiness.
Yeah, and Bianca's so right. And we've said that literally on every show. You know, we had to clear things literally. I mean, we didn't have time not to. You know, I mean, we created this in like 7 weeks. So there wasn't any lag time to, you know, just to, we had to clear so fast. So the tools do work. And we are both, Bianca and I, are so grateful for, you know, we've studied under you, and we've worked directly with you. We've done live events with you, and you know, you've certainly participated and contributed to our growth, and now what we are able to bring to the world. So we just love you, Jenith.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, and also, guys, you can, if you're on the phone and you don't have a beautiful special offer button there, you can see it at agent.jenith.com. It's agents
jennifer@jennifer.com.
Perfect. Well, we're at time. I can't thank you enough, Jenna.
Oh, well,
this has felt so familiar, the three of us being together and laughing and talking.
I almost don't want to hang up.
I know. This has been so great.
No, thank you.
Thank you for going, you know, just everywhere we ask you to go tonight. And we do invite all of our listeners to, you know, check this offer out, check Jenith out more. She's the real deal. And, you know, she just has a way.
Mm-hmm,
so
thank
you for playing with us on Reveal tonight. We hope
you'll
come back again. I forget whatever it was we were talking about that we said we could go deeper in, but I know
capacities.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to have you back on if you're available this summer. We may do it again.
That'd be great. I'd love to. All right,
super.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Jenna.
Bye. Have a good night.
Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye bye.